Hello, Flossie. This is Carl. You remember Carl? Your husband? Well, this is testing out his new Aikai 1710W machine and sending my first message to you via tape. Since you've moved to Manila, I guess I better tell you about my return trip. When I said goodbye, I looked for you as we flew off, but I couldn't see anything. So I guess, like you said, nobody can see, so you might as well go home. I hope you didn't have any problem finding your way back home. I'm sure you didn't, because those taxi cabs take you right in there. And I trust by now that you've made friends with several of the ladies and that you're going to have a busy schedule ahead of you. I'm sure you'll find yourself more comfortable doing something every day, getting out and going. Chance where you can wear some of your clothes for outside and an opportunity to meet others and talk to them and enjoy the company. I came into Saigon and got in about 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock I guess it was, and stood around at Tansanute for a while waiting for a ride. And finally took a taxi in, and I saw Lou Warman, told him you enjoyed his book, and told him to tell his wife that that was a nice place to live in Manila. He didn't sound very enthused, so I don't imagine that he'll tell her too much. He probably soon not have her in Manila at all, but chances are she wouldn't go anyway. So I didn't bother Lou. He's a pretty busy man, and I sent a message for a hotel room, and the fellow that I relieve came in that night and brought the car, so I came back the next morning in the car, and it worked out real fine. I got back to my place about noon, but the fellow that I relieved had a job in Saigon, so he left. And he left me a big pile of work and a lot of stuff there, paper that I have to go through. I guess it won't hurt me to get rid of it. I might be going to have a little trouble getting my secretaries to understand me or me to understand them. They don't speak as English as well down here as the ones I had up there. However, I do have a gal came in today whose husband is a lieutenant in the Arvin. She looks pretty educated and intelligent. I'm going to try and hire her. So that much is along, but it seems like I've got a lot to do, I don't know. And I just got my fitness report from my last duty station. I told you about working with a major, and he was a rating officer, and he gave me a real stinkeroo of a rating. I'm pretty downhearted because I I had to read it today and sign it. And Ed Dillery was a reviewing officer. And he said, in my opinion, this rating is very too critical. He said, Mr. Williams was here at a time when we were transferring, attempting to integrate, and there were a great many problems. And it was, the work he did was almost superhuman. And he did an excellent job, I consider, during this rating period. So old Ed smoothed it over a little bit, but the rating officer's a guy that they're interested in. However, this don't make much difference. I guess by the time I get through with this tour down here in the Delta, I'll be really ready to go to Manila for duty. It's very, very disappointing not to get promoted, but I guess I just won't be able to get it for a long time. Well, I sent you some mail. Oh, first I want to tell you about my room. Excuse me while I move a chair. I have a real nice room, and it's big. It's about 15 by 13 and real high. I've got two great lights in it, the Freon lights, and a fan in the overhead and an air conditioner. And there was a bed on the floor. There's a bed, but there's also a kind of a bunk that's made of cement, and under it's made of cement all around, and underneath is a kind of a bunker, a little hole you crawl in if you need to be protected from the mortars. But they haven't had any mortars in here for some time. So I took the bed out and used that bunk. The fellow that was here didn't use that bunk. And I got lots of room. And I just unpacked my big foot locker in the trunk. And I've got some of my books in a bookcase. And I've got my writing desk set up with your pictures on it. And I have all of these. Everything is kind of comfortable. I got an easy chair. And I'm going to be in pretty good shape, I think, because I got out this noon and played tennis. I started using my Exogeni this morning, and so I'm really feeling all right. I'll get down to a diet, this kind of diet that I do get in this mess hall. I can just pick my food because I'm not too hungry, and I can enjoy pretty soon losing a lot of weight and getting perhaps some of my 36 clothes back on me. Anyway, I'd like to get down, way down. And then packing, I've got a box of tools and a box of medical stuff. See, I had a lot of stuff up there. And doggone it, it looks like I'm going to have a real nice room. So